Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On Wednesday, the United States Supreme Court issued yet another broadly written and strongly worded decision in a case involving religious liberty. As in the decision in the case of Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue issued last week, this decision in Our Lady of Guadalupe strengthens the ability of church-run schools to administer themselves according to the tenets of their faith, free from government interference. At issue was whether or not a church-run school could fire an employee for any reason it deemed necessary, regardless of whether that employee had religious training and was actively involved in the teaching of religion. This case is nearly identical to a 2016 case where a teacher at Butte Central Catholic School in Butte, Montana, was fired for violating the tenets of her contract. In that case, the physical education teacher was fired when she violated the terms of her contract by becoming pregnant out of wedlock. Later, it became known that the teacher was a lesbian who became pregnant through artificial insemination. The diocese claimed that since she had led her classes in daily prayer and accompanied her class to Mass, she fell under the so-called ministerial exemption, which made her ineligible to file a wrongful discharge claim due to discrimination. That case was eventually settled out of court. In this week's case, two teachers at religious schools in California claimed wrongful discharge due to discrimination, and they also claimed that they were outside the ministerial exemption. The court disagreed, and the terminations were upheld. In a broadly worded opinion, Justice Alito said that the independence of religious institutions in matters of faith and doctrine is closely linked to independence in what the court has termed matters of church government. This does not mean that religious institutions enjoy a general immunity from secular laws, but it does protect their autonomy with respect to internal management decisions that are essential to the institution's central mission. And as a component of this autonomy is the selection of the individuals who play certain key roles. This is a huge expansion of the ministerial exemption. Alito went on to say that these teachers' titles did not include the term minister and they had less formal religious training, but their core responsibilities as teachers of religion were essentially the same. They were responsible for helping the schools to achieve their core mission, which was to educate and inform students in the Catholic faith. This is a huge victory for all religious schools. If a school is to fulfill its mission, all members of the faculty and staff should be dedicated to that mission in both word and deed. Religious schools should be able to insist that their employees adhere to employment contracts and statements of faith so that parents can be assured that their children are receiving the religious training that they're paying for. This decision was a big win for those who believe in religious liberty, and it was also the last religious liberty case to be decided by this session of the United States Supreme Court. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.